We're going to do things a little bit differently this morning. We're going to invite you to, if you want to open your psalm book, number 335, that'll be the song that we'll sing after the prayer service. And so this morning, we're going to especially focus on praying for teachers, parents, and students. And we've asked several different men of different ages to lead those prayers, one of whom I don't think was able to make it. He really wanted to be here, but having spent many years as a counselor in school, it just seemed appropriate to ask Mr. Doug to lead us in prayer. So we're going to have some passages of Scripture. We're going to have several men to lead prayer, and then we'll sing number 335, Living for Jesus. One of the prayers that was shared earlier in the week that a couple of us wanted to share with you says, Father, thank you for every student, teacher, and family represented this morning. Remind us that you haven't called us to endless tasks, but to faithful presence in every moment. As we step into classrooms, hallways, and homes, let our Christ-like behavior point others to you. So grant us the courage to be transparent about our struggles, confident in your grace, and help us to find joy in your presence. So may this school year be marked by fewer to-dos and more moments of faithful living for your glory. So many times at this time of the year, we're frantically thinking about all of the things that we need to do and all of the places that we need to get the kids and the grandkids that we sometimes just forget to take time to be holy and to be wholly engaged with our children, with our classes, and with our comrades. So I want to read with you, if you will, a prayer that Doug sent yesterday. Doug just got home from the hospital. And he really wanted to be here today. And if you know Doug, you know how much he loves the children. And for years and years, he's focused on trying to help them on that journey. And so here's what he shared in a text yesterday. Our Father in heaven, we come before you today at the beginning of the new school year, earnestly seeking your guidance, wisdom, strength, and courage. Your guidance to keep our eyes and our feet on your path. Your wisdom to know how best to exemplify you in every situation we face. And your strength and courage to do our best being your servant in this world. He might be saying this to every one of us at any age. Please keep us humble and mindful that Satan is always seeking to trip us up or minimize the positive influence we can be. Renew our spirits and hearts daily for your service. Keep us daily, dear God, in the hollow of your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. I apologize for not getting that up in front of you while I was sharing the words. Give you a moment to think about that. Such a humble man, such a powerfully good man who's praying for you, praying for your children, praying for each of you. You know, one of the things we thought about doing this morning was trying to pray for every child. But the fear was we might not remember every child. And we didn't want anybody to feel like they were left out. So I'm not sure how all the prayers are going to do all this, but I hope no one feels left out. And so I want to invite you to think about a couple psalms. Look in Psalm 121, if you will. And I kind of want you to open your Bible there. In Psalm really 120 through 134, I think you can see almost all those psalms probably on two pages in your Bible. And what I want you to realize is these are psalms known as psalms of ascents, or your Bible may psalm of degrees. It's believed that these 15 psalms were written with helping children and their parents to climb up the mountain to Jerusalem. you realize that from Jericho, it's at least 2,000 feet up the mountain to get to Jerusalem. And can you imagine trying to get the little ones up there? And sometimes it really helps if we can sing a song while we're marching to Zion, literally. And so it could well be that these 15 Psalms, most of them are really short, are written to help parents to focus on God and to help get the children ready to focus on God as we climb up the hill to worship at Passover, Pentecost, Day of Atonement, Feast of Tabernacles. And so here goes mom and dad and the kids in tow climbing up the hill to go to church, to go to worship God. And so in this particular psalm, second one of the 15, 127 will be Solomon's song. He says, I'll lift up my eyes to the hills. And they would. They would be lifting up their eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Now, if you're thinking about doing the Grand Canyon, you kind of want to know your footing. And so here are parents trying to help their kids to focus up. Look up at the hills. Where does our help come from? It comes from the Lord. Now, it can't be too much preaching today if there's going to be all that praying, so I'm going to need to be brief. And so when you get to that pinnacle psalm in that 15, Psalm 127, only one of two times Solomon's voice is going to be heard in the Psalms. He says, behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb, it's a reward. I see some dads holding little ones. I see aunts helping with babies. Man, do we have the babies here. And that's a wonderful thing. And these children are a gift from God. They're a reward of the womb. But dads, I want you to take this stance. Because what you're doing with those kids is you're a master marksman. And you're going to let that arrow fly. They will fly. You're going to release that arrow like arrows in the hand of a warrior. A warrior are the children of one's youth. So dads, you're a strategic fighter. And you're aiming your arrow at the enemy. And your kids are going to be the arrow that's going to penetrate a deep blow to the enemy. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate. So moms, dads, when you send those kids to school, you aim carefully. Because your kids are going into enemy territory, even when they go to a private Christian school. And so I want you to be thinking about these kids. And I want you to be praying for them. And we're going to ask Bradley to lead a prayer now for preschool, elementary school students.
Pray with me. Father, we adore you for your mercy that never fails, for your compassion that is new to us with every sunrise. You are a firm foundation. You keep your promises and you remain the same every day and forever. We lift our voices and our hearts this morning to say, great is your faithfulness. We lift our elementary students up to you, Father, and ask that you guard their hearts. Let your love grow deeper than fear, louder than doubt, and stronger than any trial that they may face, and assure them every day that you're with them, before them, and right beside them. Let them live with confidence, not because life is easy, but because they're loved. Open the eyes of these children to see your beauty all around, in the sky, in the birds, in the trees, and the stars. Give them hearts full of wonder and a spirit that looks for you everywhere. Help us to guide them, notice the beauty of your everyday blessings, and let their delight in the ordinary draw them closer to you, the creator of all things. Let no question be too small or too hard for them to bring to you, and let their trust in your goodness grow stronger. With each honest answer that they receive, may their faith not be blind, but bright, curious, living, built on your truth and your love. Plant within these children deep, joyful desires to understand the world, and let them know that their curiosity is a gift, not a burden. And may every answer point them gently back to you, the source of all wisdom. Give them peace that calms every fear. Guard their hearts from anxious thoughts and bring stillness to them and their minds. Let their sleep be deep, safe, free from nightmares or worry. And may they wake refreshed and confident in your care, knowing that you are with them. Let songs of praise rise from their hearts, and may they know that you delight in that. And plant the seed of worship early in them through these songs, through prayers, and through joyful noises. And let it grow strong as they get older, and so that it just becomes part of who they are. Please surround these children with people who love you and live for you. Send mentors, send teachers, family members, friends to reflect you, to speak truth and love, to show kindness, and to follow you with joy. Protect them from harmful influences and help them learn from those who walk in wisdom. Open their eyes and hearts, Father, to see truth in your world. And as they hear Bible stories, let their minds picture the parting of the sea. Help their minds to picture David and Goliath, Jonah and the big fish and the empty tomb. Let them imagine what it felt like to walk with you and to hear your voice. Use their imagination, not just for fun, but for faith. And let parables become patterns for them, and let miracles plant seeds of trust. And as they wonder and explore, help them to treasure spiritual truth, not just in their minds, but in their hearts, where it will shape who they are becoming. Father, this morning, may the thoughts of our hearts and may the words of our lips always be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much, Bradley. Another thing that we want to especially be praying for, and maybe especially as we get to middle school, is we want to encourage our kids to learn how to work and work hard. School is work, and it's really hard work for a lot of us. And we want to be diligent in working. Laziness is going to result in no good thing. Forced labor, the proverbial writer said. And so Colossians reminds us in our work, whatever we do, work at it with all our heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Since you know that you'll receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. Whether we're teachers, whether we're parents, whether we're students, we're all working for the Lord, and our work is hard sometimes. But it's for the Lord, and we receive the inheritance that He wishes. And so we want to help our children see diligence in us, and we want to instill diligence in them. And so one of the middle school fathers has agreed to lead us now in prayer, and so Adam Long will be leading us.
Would you pray with me? Father, we approach you this morning and we lift you up as the creator of everything, the one who has given us his grace and shown us his mercy. Father, we know we can't repay you or earn what you've given us, but we love you for it. We praise you, and we honor you. We thank you for all the gifts and the blessings that you've given us, especially our children. And we thank you for that privilege, and we realize the great responsibility that comes with it. And this morning, Father, we ask a special blessing for our middle schoolers. We love them. We're so proud of them. And Father, it's so encouraging to see their understanding as we teach them in Bible class. Father, help us to not belittle their comprehension or to even look down on their youth. Father, we do pray for them this school year that whatever situations arise, whatever pressures will come their way, and whatever temptations that they will endure, that in all that they say and do, that Jesus will always be on their hearts and their minds. Like we sang this morning, Father, let your holy book be a guide to their youth. And Father, it's so easy for us to get wrapped up in what others think about us. And in these moments, it's easy for us to take the wrong path. Father, we pray that they will be that they'll be stronger than we were, Father. That they'll be more faithful than we were. And that they will be more worried about what Jesus thinks about them than anybody else. And Father, we do pray for the friends that they will choose. That those choices in those friends will make it easier for them to stay a Christian, to remain a Christian. And Father, we pray for those that they date, that whoever they choose will help them on their path to heaven. And Father, we do pray for our middle schoolers that they will find their faith in you. And that as they develop it, that you will give them the courage to ask questions. Give them the courage to seek out your truth for themselves. And Father, we'll be here with them to help them during this, to guide them at times. Father, and I hope that they know that we are all sinners and that we all come up short regularly. And I pray that they will come to the realization that Christians will never be perfect. We'll never work our way into heaven, but we can know that's where we're going. And we thank you for your word that tells us that we don't have to live in constant fear of our salvation. And we pray that you will help them find peace in knowing that your grace will save them. And that your mercy won't condemn them. And most importantly, Father, we pray that they will all become Christians. That they will love you. That they will love Jesus. And they will do their best to follow your word. And Father, we can't thank you enough for Jesus and for his sacrifice. And for the love you both have for all of us. Father, we thank you for calling us your children and for giving us your grace and your mercy. And we pray that you will help us all to do the same. Amen.
Thank you, Adam. One older preacher asked this morning, well, are you ready? You geared up, you know? These men are going to be the ones that are going to help lift us up. Probably every one of us wanted to say amen when we thought about how poorly we did in middle school. But we want better for our children. So now we're going to think about giving them strength and courage in a foreign land. And there's some here today that are very much in a foreign land. They might have known a little bit about it when they were babies in Connecticut, but this is all new. And so you think about the people who were taken captive in the days of Daniel and Ezekiel and Jeremiah, and they've been hanging out in down in Babylon for several decades. Jeremiah tells them, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses, settle down, plant gardens, and eat what they produce. Also seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. And so some of you are going into a whole new country, a whole new land, a whole new experience, a whole different educational system. And it's terribly intimidating. Let us who have been there be helpful and courteous and kind. And so we pray for those students in the high school level. Let's encourage each other. Let's build each other up. You can do this. In fact, you are doing it. But as Adam prayed, be careful. Don't be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. And so Malachi's thinking about the future. And he's writing, as the Spirit's leading him, that he will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction. Dads, wake up. Your kids are going to school, and it's scary, and they need a firm hand from their dad to help them on the journey. Kids, your dad went to school too. He remembers the scary times. Learn to trust him. And so while you're young, go have a grand time. A glad heart makes a cheerful face, but by sorrow of heart the spirit is crushed. Some helpful hints, young people. Invite God into your locker room conversations and in your locker conversations, at your lunch tables, during homework sessions. Allow God to be present in your life and allow him to be present in your friend's life. Some simple act like offering to pray for a classmate, it's going to shine light in a dark place in their heart. You have no idea what some of the children are feeling when they walk into that classroom. You as a fellow student can be a tremendous blessing for good and lead them to see Christ. And so as we think about these joys as high school students, we're going to ask Dan Binkley to lead us in prayer.
Let's pray together, please. Oh, Father God, you alone are to be praised as the great I am. You're the creator of all things, and we are blessed to have been created in your holy image. We know, oh God, that you want us to be holy because you are holy. You are one of a kind. You want us to be unique in this world. And it takes a determined will on our part, along with the power with which you fill our hearts, to be like you. Oh God, we love you, and we praise you, and we seek your great blessings. And now, especially as our hearts turn to our children as they return to school for this new year of study, they're all important to us, Lord. And we thank you for each one of them. I'm especially praying for our high school students, oh Heavenly Father, as they have great accomplishments already achieved and many goals for their future lives. May their most meaningful goals be eternal ones, as they stand at the threshold of adulthood. May they seek wisdom that comes only from you. And may they find it through a personal and mature relationship with Christ, your Son, to have Christ fill their hearts and guard their paths in righteousness. And as they mature in life, may their career paths be carefully chosen. Lifestyles in university or trade that will make the most of the time of their youth, preparing for a life of service to you, O God, as well as for their fellow man, and that they truly will remember you in the days of their youth. O God, we know the challenges to compromise their faith are strong, especially on teens away from home, maybe for the first time in many aspects. And so we ask that you empower them, that you strengthen them, uphold purity in them, in their thoughts and in their actions. And when the pressures of the world are so strong. And Father God, we also ask that you protect their mental health as they experience greater levels of stress and anxiety. Help them to remember that you want them to talk to you, to talk to you about any and all of their concerns, and that you have promised to give a peace that will guard their hearts and lives. Oh God, we seek that peace, and you have answered prayers of our own for ourselves in that respect so many, many times. And may they learn the true meaning of leadership. That sometimes quiet leaders are the strongest. Help them learn when to speak up for their faith and how to do that. And help them to learn also to be quiet at times when they need to be. And allow others to contribute for their own learning process. Father, we pray that our high school students learn more and more the value of serving others, of lifting others up, and to use their talents, their money, their time, their all that you've given us, that they will use those gifts in positive ways. And God, we pray that you will use these young lives in your kingdom to not be thinking that later on they may be useful, but to become useful now. That they will stand strong in their faith in Jesus and in their competitions, whether in sports or academics or other areas, they will all do all things to your glory. And may they live their lives for you, O God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, of the over 60 students we have in the congregation, we also have college students. And we have teachers that we're praying for. We have a bunch of those. We didn't even try to count the retired teachers. If you're ever retired from teaching, I'm not sure that happens. But we want to spend some time now praying for teachers. I want to ask you to pray for your child's teachers by name. Pray for your child's teacher's family. Teachers have families too. Show appreciation for the teacher. Tell the teacher that you appreciate them. And if God has not yet, pray for God to reach the teacher, that they might come to be a devoted servant. So teachers, those of us who meet and greet the children every morning, your greeting in the hallway, the calm before a test, the listening ear, these are your acts of service. This is your ministry. Pray briefly at your desk. Let your students see where your strength and your peace come from. Do not be afraid. Do not hide your faith, even in the public forum. and in the public school. And so I remember so distinctly the panic that I felt as the girls would go to school. I should remember, don't panic, pray. Ask God, help us. It just seems like nobody's faithful anymore, and those who are loyal seem to have vanished from the human race. The wicked seem to strut about on every side when vileness is exalted among the sons of men. It's a dark place sometimes, but we can be light in a dark world. And so I'm really excited about the college students' opportunities. One young man said on Thursday afternoon as he's heading to Auburn, he said, I plan to pray a psalm every day. You know, that might be something that we could all do as parents. We got at least 150 days before the end of the year. Maybe praying a psalm with our kids. A lot of them are not very long. Pray a psalm every day, one a day. Be a great vitamin. And to think about what they're going to share, what they're going to learn in that college environment when they place themselves in an environment with good friends. And so we're going to remember, tell the truth. We're not going to lie, even on test. And we're going to confess our sins to each other. We're going to pray for each other. We can be healed. And we're going to model genuine faith by sharing our struggles and our victories. Our vulnerability in college is going to build trust and point us to God's grace. And so Tim's got the large charge of praying for the parents and the teachers along with the college students. Let us pray.
Pray with me. Gracious Father, we come before you lifting up our sons and daughters that are ready to step into or return to life in college. Lord, you know the weight and the significance of this season of life. I pray, Father, that you will stay close to these young adults and remind them every day that they are your handiwork, created in you, Jesus, for good works. And you've laid out a path for them, Father, and we pray that they'll walk that path. Lord, they're stepping into a world that redefines truth and identity. So touch their hearts and their minds so that they know to look to you to see who you say they are. Let them be bold and to stand firm in their faith. Courage to live differently. And as Dan mentioned, the strength to resist compromise. It will be in front of them every day. I compromised and I paid a price. I don't want them to learn the lesson that way, Father God. Let them be in your word and your will so that they won't. Protect them, Father. Guard them from anxiety and fear and burnout and fill them with your peace. And give them at least one godly friend, a healthy Christian community, a church family where they can grow and establish healthy relationships. Put a stirring on their heart for them to be hungry for your word and to want to spend time in your presence. And this is a great moment for them. Let them choose, as they're on their own for the first time, to be a disciple, to be a follower of King Jesus. And finally, Lord, when they're tempted and they're feeling alone, remind them that you're faithful and you're always with them. Spirit God, comfort them and guide them during these times. We put our trust in you, Father God. You love them even more than we do. And we're praying that they'll have open minds and soft hearts, and that you will be faithful to complete the good work that you've begun in them. We continue to praise you with our hearts full of gratitude for our teachers. As I hold the names of some 20 dedicated members of our church family right here, I lift them up to you in prayer, Father God. They've chosen to dedicate their lives to shape the hearts and the minds of our children. And for that, we are eternally grateful for our teachers. Grant them humility and grace. Remind them that it was your hand that guided them to this calling. And it's not just a job. It touches and is vital to the success of our communities and our churches and our families. Father, we pray that you'll bless them abundantly this year. We ask that they commit every lesson, every plan, every conversation into your hand. Help them to trust you completely, knowing that you will establish their plans. Let your word be a lamp to their feet and a light to their path as they work through lesson plans and deadlines and the unique needs of every different student. When they grow weary and tired, Father, and their days are filled with unexpected challenges, renew their strength as they place hope in you, so that they do not grow weary in doing good, even when the results seem slow or you don't even see results. Remind them often that their labor is never in vain. Give them encouragement to stand firm, always giving themselves fully to their calling, knowing that their efforts advance your kingdom. Help them be creative to make lessons that come alive. Give them wisdom to address the diverse needs of their students. Give them patience to engage effectively with each one of them. And let their lives point these young hearts to Jesus. Lord, we love our teachers, and we ask for you to take them into your hands and to care for them this year. May they walk in wisdom and teach with compassion and be a light of Christ to each of them. And finally, Father, I'm asking you to bless the moms and the dads here this morning. They've got the greatest responsibility for our children. And whether they're taking their first steps or dealing with the struggles of adolescence or embracing the independence of high school, or they're letting go of a child stepping into college, we desperately need you, God. Parents are crazy busy. They send their children to school. They take them to church. They pour their hearts and souls into raising them in your way and in your will. So help them, Lord God. Help them organize their lives so that they can become successful Christian parents. Lord, grant wisdom for every season. When we have doubts and we don't know whether or not we're saying the right things or making the right choices, fill us with your Spirit and help us to find time to get on our knees in prayer and for your Spirit-inspired word to powerfully come off the pages and into our hearts and into our minds, giving us the wisdom to raise these beautiful children who are truly, truly gifts from you, Almighty God. Jesus, may your peace, which transcends all understanding, cover our homes and our minds. In moments of tension, remind us to parent with both firmness and gentleness. Help moms and dads be on the same page. Help all of us to lay every worry and every current concern at your feet, remembering how much you love us and how much you love our children. Parents get tired as well, Father. They're worn out sometimes, and they need their strength renewed. So equip them with power and love and self-discipline for every challenge that they encounter. So this morning, Father, I pray for all of us to surrender completely to you. That old song that we used to sing often, "All to Jesus I Surrender." So let our parents and let each of us surrender all of our anxieties about the road ahead. Commit our children's future into your hands, trusting that you will watch over their coming and going both now and forever. May our individual families and our family here at Mary Street be rooted in love, growing in unity with steadfast faith. We love you, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Corky's going to lead us in what we call an invitation song. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and don't hinder them." Let us not hinder the children in any way in their coming to Jesus. If you've not yet come to obey Jesus Christ, we surely would invite you to do so even right now as we stand and sing.